item 8 under new business. We have some promotions this evening, and it's wonderful to see so many people in the auditorium to come celebrate these promotions this evening. I'll turn the floor over to, I'm not sure who will be doing the presentation, either our public safety director and police chief, Blaine Lees. Thank you.
Good evening. Chairperson Garzillo, Board of Supervisors, Township Manager Hamaday, all of our township officials, public safety team members, and the community. Thank you for allowing us time this evening to promote 3 public safety team members and also to honor the life-saving work of multiple public safety and civilian heroes who are here tonight that resulted in the saving of 6 precious lives within our community. The first thing we'll do is the promotions. Corporal Scott Samuels, originally from Bloomingburg, New York, started his police officer career in January of 2017 here in Upper Marion. That was after he spent 4 years at the Virginia Beach Police Department. Corporal Samuels studied criminal justice at the Orange County Community College and was awarded the Medal of Valor here in Upper Marion, which is the highest award given in our department. In addition, Corporal Samuels has received 2 life-saving awards, 2 unit commendations, and when Corporal Samuels is not at work, he enjoys spending time with his family and watching baseball. Corporal Samuels is joined with us tonight by his parents, John and Denise, his wife, Stephanie, who will hold the Bible, and his children, Michael, Nicholas, who are all expecting another sibling in the near future. And Michael will be pinning Corporal Samuels' badge on him tonight. Corporal Samuels is being promoted to the rank of sergeant. Officer Connor Walsh. Officer Walsh is originally from Chalfont, Pennsylvania, and started his Upper Marion police officer career in September of 2018 after graduating from Westchester University with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Officer Walsh was awarded 1 unit citation, and if you stick around later on, we'll be getting a life-saving award as well tonight. Officer Walsh is currently a field training officer and cross-sworn to the Montgomery County Drug Task Force. When Officer Walsh is not at work, he enjoys spending time with his wife, Lindsay, playing hockey, and also golf. Officer Walsh is joined here tonight by many of his family members and his wife, Lindsay, who will be holding the Bible and pinning his badge on him tonight. Officer Walsh is being promoted to the rank of corporal. I'd like to now call Honorable Emmett Madden to the circle to proceed with the swearing in.
Are they coming up? Hmm? Are they coming up with the Bibles? Or?
No, you go ahead first.
Okay, we're good. Sorry, I didn't know.
It's okay.
All right, gentlemen, raise your right hand. Thank you. All right. State your names, please.
I, Scott Samuels.
I, Connor Walsh.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
I will discharge the duties of my position with fidelity.
I will discharge the duties of my position with fidelity.
And without consideration to a person's race.
And without consideration to a person's race.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Sexual orientation, age, or national origin.
Sexual orientation, age, or national origin.
Ancestry, handicap, or disability.
Ancestry, handicap, or disability.
So sworn. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Congratulations.
Will Connor and Scott's family members come up and pin their badges? I would like to now call Chief Johnson to the podium so he can commence with the promotion of an EMS captain.
Good evening, Chairperson Garzillo, members of the board, Mr. Hamaday,
Public Safety Director Lease, and of course our citizens and those in attendance. Due to some reassignments in the Upper Marion Township Emergency Medical Services Division, there was a need to fill an opening for an EMS captain on the A platoon. We interviewed four members for the position. All four members had impressive resumes and interviewed well. After careful consideration, our next member selected for promotion to EMS captain is Charles Davis. Chuck Davis. Chuck was hired by Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS in 2019. Chuck earned his paramedic certification in June of 2013 from Montgomery County Paramedic Training Program. He previously served in leadership roles as a lieutenant and a captain for White Marsh Community Ambulance and Plymouth Community Ambulance. He also served as a volunteer firefighter and board of director for the Spring Mill Fire Company. Paramedic Davis is heavily invested in the Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS. His current roles consist of platoon field training officer, county preceptor, team leader for our medical supply system, and element leader for our commitment to the Montgomery County SWAT team. Joining Captain Davis this evening is his wife, Anna, and his daughter, Rita. At this time, I'd like to call up Judge Emmett Madden for the administration of his oath.
Raise your right hand, please. All right. I, Charles Davis.
I, Charles Davis.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
And I will discharge my duties of Upper Marion Township EMS.
And I will discharge my duties of Upper Marion Township EMS.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
And without consideration to a person's race.
And without consideration to a person's race.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Sexual orientation, age, national origin.
Sexual orientation, age, national origin.
Ancestry, handicap, or disability.
Ancestry, handicap, or disability.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Obviously, being promoted is a big deal in your career, so give another round of applause to our promoted. I've now asked Lieutenant Brandy Faraday and Chief Johnson to join me at the podium so we can award six life-saving awards to all of our firefighter, EMS, and police officers. When your name is called, you're to come up and stand at the center of the podium here if you don't mind. On June 19th, 2024, at approximately 6:45, the Upper Marion Township Police and Emergency Medical Services responded to a cardiac arrest at the LA Fitness. Upon arrival, officers found a male in his 60s who had felt ill while playing racquetball. The male then collapsed and became unconscious. Gym members Anna Doria and off-duty East Whiteland Detective Robert Palmer witnessed the medical emergency while working out and began CPR. They retrieved the on-site AED and administered one shock to the patient. Palmer and Doria continued CPR until pulses returned. The patient began breathing before the emergency services arrived on the scene, and then EMS transported the patient quickly to the hospital for advanced medical care. The quick actions of Anna Doria and Robert Palmer most certainly saved this man's life. The Upper Marion Township Police Department hereby recognizes Ms. Doria and Mr. Palmer with a citizen's commendation for coming to the aid of another citizen in need. Anna Doria and Robert Palmer, could you come up? And we are fortunate to have Mr. Chen, the patient. He'd like to say a few words.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert,
you know, saved my life. I really, really appreciate them, and they are my help.
All right, number two. On July 22nd, 2024, at approximately 5 o'clock p.m., the Upper Marion Township Police and Emergency Medical Services responded to a cardiac arrest at LA Fitness. Upon arrival, officers found LA Fitness member Marco Lopez conducting CPR on a male in his 60s. The patient had collapsed after feeling ill while playing racquetball. Apparently, racquetball is dangerous. LA Fitness employee Andrew Verna witnessed the patient collapse and retrieved the AED from the front desk. Verna and Lopez applied the AED and administered one shock to the patient. They continued CPR until Upper Marion EMS arrived on the scene. Upper Marion Township EMS arrived to find the patient had a pulse but was not breathing. Upper Marion Township EMS administered medication and advanced life-saving skills while transporting the patient to the hospital, leading to a full recovery. The following members of the Upper Marion Fire and EMS Department should be recognized with a life-saving award for their heroic actions. EMS Captain Corey Felker, Firefighter EMT Captain Michael Lockhart, Firefighter Paramedic Matthew Intricasso, and Firefighter EMT Eugene Lee. In addition, the Upper Marion Township Police Department also recognizes Marco Lopez and Andrew Verna with a citizen's commendation for coming to the aid of another citizen in need, as their actions certainly saved this man's life. I think Mr. Verna is here, yes? And again, I'm honored to call Stephen Savitz, the patient, who would like to say a few words.
Can't see my LA Fitness and I'm playing racquetball again. But, you know, is there a greater gift than the gift of life? And that's what these individuals and all of you out there did. And, you know, normally you do something and then you ship us away in an ambulance to a hospital and you don't know what happens. And it's a good thing what you guys do. And, you know, it's just a privilege for me to be able to come back and say thank you and say, you know, you are all my heroes. Thank you.
Number three. On August 17th, 2024, at approximately 1:15 p.m., the Upper Marion Township Police and Emergency Medical Services responded to Topgolf for a cardiac arrest. The police officers arrived to find the patient had collapsed, and a bystander began CPR with an AED. The bystander shocked the patient twice before police and EMS arrived. His pulse was returned after being shocked and CPR being performed. The coordinated efforts of civilians and emergency personnel combined with the quick transport to the hospital and advanced medical skills performed by firefighters and paramedics led to the patient making a full recovery. The following members of the Upper Marion Township Fire and Emergency Medical Services should be recognized with a life-saving award. Firefighter EMT Captain Justin Fusaro, Firefighter EMT Jamie Roche, Firefighter EMT Jack Edgerton, Firefighter EMT Eric Kahlberg, Paramedic Dennis Sueda, Paramedic Chuck Davis, EMS Captain Paramedic Chuck Davis, EMS Captain Paramedic Brian Geiger, Firefighter Walt Nelson, Firefighter Tyler Collusion, Firefighter EMT Josh Emerson, and Firefighter Andrew Gray. Some of our firefighters, if you're not already aware, are out battling a large brush fire in Lower Providence that closed Route 422 down. So some of them will not make it. However, we will make sure they get their awards. On September 9th, 2024, at approximately 7:30 p.m., the Upper Marion Township Police and Emergency Medical Services responded to a cardiac arrest at the Bob White Park. Upon arrival, police officers found another patron of the park, Eli Baker, performing CPR on the patient without regard for their own safety. Police Officer Corporal Walsh, and Police Officer Roderick Fancher used their medical equipment to continue CPR and rescue breathing and applied an AED. They administered one shock from the AED. Corporal Walsh and Officer Fancher continued CPR until Upper Marion Township EMS arrived to provide a higher level of care. Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS arrived and administered medication, applied the Lucas device, administered several shocks, and advanced life-saving skills while transporting the patient to the hospital, leading to a full recovery of the patient. The following members of the Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS Services and the Upper Marion Township Police Department should be recognized with life-saving awards for their heroic actions. EMS Captain Corey Felker, Paramedic Dennis Sueda, Advanced EMT Kayla McClure, Firefighter EMT Captain Ryan Sweeney, Firefighter EMT Jeff Cole, Firefighter EMT Matt Tiger, Firefighter EMT Matthew Spears, Firefighter Paramedic Josh DiPietro, Firefighter Anthony Russo, Firefighter Captain Christian Montero, Firefighter James Wynn, Firefighter EMT Kyle Kehoe, Police Officer Connor Walsh, Police Officer Roderick Fancher. In addition, we'd like to recognize Eli Baker with a citizen's commendation for coming to the aid of another citizen in need, as his actions helped save this man's life. And again, Mr. Hawk Wynn is in the audience, and just wave hello. Do you want to say anything? Say thanks. There you go. Two more. On September 13th, 2024, at approximately 3 a.m., the Upper Marion Township Police and EMS responded to a cardiac arrest at a single-family home. Upon arrival, Officer Carroll found the female patient having chest pain and difficulty breathing. Officer Carroll recognized the seriousness of the medical emergency and went to assist Upper Marion Township EMS entering the household, and upon returning to the patient less than a minute later, found her to be in cardiac arrest. Officer Carroll began CPR and applied the AED pads, allowing EMS to focus on advanced life-saving skills. Upper Marion Township EMS arrived and administered medication, conducted CPR, applied the Lucas device, and administered several shocks to the patient. She was then transported to the hospital with pulses while breathing on her own, leading to a full recovery. The following members of the Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS Services, along with the police department, should be recognized with a life-saving award for their heroic actions. Paramedic Eli Metzger, Paramedic John Galanca, Paramedic Josh Rodriguez, Paramedic Bruce Egan, Firefighter EMT Captain Michael Lockhart, Firefighter EMT Glenn Montgomery, Firefighter EMT Eugene Lee, Firefighter Paramedic Matthew Intricasso, Firefighter Lieutenant Andrew Chialka, Firefighter Captain Christian Montero, Firefighter James Wynn, Firefighter Brandon Savona, and Police Officer Dennis Carroll. And the patient for this save was not able to make it tonight. So congratulations to all of you. Last but not least, on November 15th, 2024, at approximately 8:15 a.m., the Upper Marion Township Emergency Medical Services responded to a cardiac arrest at the Aspiring Champions. Upon arrival, the patient appeared to be in serious distress, prompting immediate action from paramedic Stephen Davini. His quick actions and thinking and efficient response was pivotal in the patient's care. Paramedic Davini swiftly contacted the receiving hospital, coordinating with the attending physician to activate the cath lab in preparation for the patient's arrival. While the patient was at the hospital, they experienced multiple cardiac arrest events. However, thanks to the expert care and timely interventions provided by paramedic Davini, the patient was safely transported to a well-equipped hospital where they fully recovered. The following member of the Upper Marion Township EMS department will be recognized with a life-saving award for his heroic actions, paramedic Steve Davini. Paramedic Davini is not able to be with us tonight because he had a loss in his family recently, so we'll make sure he gets that award. Finally, I would just like to thank Chief Johnson, Lieutenant Faraday, and everybody who helped put these awards together. Obviously, it's a big deal. These little plaques and accommodations that we hand out are absolutely nothing compared to meeting the people that you save. So thank you to everybody. Thank you to the board.
Chief, before you leave, on behalf of the Board of Supervisors and the residents of Upper Marion Township, we just want to express our thanks to everyone that was involved in any one of these incidents and to the things that you do day in, day out. 7 years ago, the Board of Supervisors decided to make an investment in a public safety department. As we move forward into the years now, this is a great illustration of how a team can work together using police, EMS, career fire, and volunteer fire together to help the community at large, not only to save lives, but to do it in a forward-thinking fashion and displaying or no longer considering the old model of the way to do things. Years gone by, these saves would not have been accomplished. Clearly in my mind, and you're shaking your head, you know as well. But the fact that we now mandate that every member of the public safety department know these life-saving skills, which 10 years ago didn't exist, is a benefit to the community. Having hired career staffing to expand the delivery model has helped the community. And while there's an investment in this, there's no investment that can take the place of the lives that are here tonight. So thank you.